Well, a vanilla boom is upending lives on the impoverished Indian Ocean island of Madagascar. Fortunes are made and lost in a single season as the vanilla price surges to be worth more than silver. Growers are racing to catch in before vanilla thieves strike and strip their vines bare. And there's hustlers moving in. They're trading vanilla like they trade drugs. It's just amazing. I thought we'd get on Russell Spanton, who's from Vanilla Australia. He sells his vanilla here at the Port Douglas markets on Sunday. And it doesn't surprise you, does it, Russell, that all of this is happening in Madagascar, that vanilla people are making fortunes, but they're also trying to rip people off as well.
We've always known that the biggest murder and crime rate in Madagascar is over vanilla.
Wow.
It's always been that way. And what can we do?
And who are these people? Who are these thieves? Are they sort of the Madagascar underworld?
Well, look, they steal it from each other. The poor old native, he doesn't really get much for what he grows. It's the people who buy it from the growers. They're the ones that make the money. But then other people try and steal it from the growers. They might steal it off the vine. They strip the vines. But then it's too green, and they've still got to cure it. There's still a whole process they've got to go through. So we don't know whether it's just neighbours or someone down the road who wants more vanilla or thinks they're going to steal it and they're going to make a lot of money. I can assure you that's not the way it goes, because there's so much work in curing the vanilla. And then you've got to sell it. But they kill each other over it. And don't worry, they've brought it here to Australia as well.
What do you mean they've brought it to Australia?
Well, look, we've had people coming up here, cars driving in, thinking they're going to steal it overnight, our vanilla. Well, luckily, we've told them to go away. But, you know, there have been people who come from over that area who try it. We've had threats, but, you know, we don't take much notice of that. We always say, don't bring your stuff that over here, take it back to where you come from.
Now, when you're saying over here, what do you mean?
To Australia.
Oh, I see. Now, I guess the first question I've got to ask you, the main question is, what is so special about vanilla that this goes on?
Well, they say vanilla is the true aphrodisiac.
Right.
Well, people think funny business with vanilla, but actually, aphrodisiac really means it stimulates the senses, makes you happy, makes you feel good. That's why they say, like vanilla ice cream is the favourite flavour. It is the true aphrodisiac, so it makes people actually happy.
Happy. Okay.
The aphrodisiac.
Well, there you go. Well, that's terrific. Now, your vanilla, of course, you've often told me this. You've said, Paul, vanilla ain't vanilla. What do you mean by that?
Well, look, we actually were the first to grow and manufacture commercially. Not very big, but the first commercially. When vanilla these days, like your essences or extracts, these days they're mostly chemically extracted. And then they bulk it up with inverted sugar. There's lots of different names for inverted sugar, but basically, put it plainly, corn syrup.
Right.
Now, manufacturers, it's the big boys, they don't have to tell you how they extract. This is the labelling laws these days. They don't have to tell you how they do it. And they've changed the names from saying glucose or corn syrup or inverted sugar. They can just say sugar. They get away with it. So all your vanilla now, basically, in the world, they do it quickly, efficiently, but it's chemically extracted and then bulked up with inverted sugar. And people go, well, it's just not the same as what it used to.
Yeah,
used to be.
That's
but
right.
We grow it and make it the same way as like our mums and nans used to get it. And we are the first in Australia to ever do it.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic. And I know you're incredibly passionate, having got to know you. You're incredibly passionate about your vanilla. And you care about it, don't you? And you can hear it in your voice.
Look, we do. We love it. I'm actually a master stonemason, but we actually love growing vanilla. If we can make people happy and make a living, I mean, we don't make a fortune off it. And it's not all about money. I would like to make a fortune, but we thought we were, but we're not. But you know what? We're rich people. We're happy, we're healthy, and people seem to like our product.
No, it's an absolute. No, it's an absolute beauty. And as you know, Marion and I buy your product, and we just absolutely love your vanilla. And there is a different taste, isn't there, than the stuff you buy in supermarkets in bottles?
Well, absolutely. For a start, we grow it here in Port Douglas, or just out on the highway. We grow it here, and we manufacture it and make it ourselves, only in a small way. Well, we are in stores around Australia, but it's like most crops in different countries or different areas. Different soils can give you different flavours or different climates.
Is that right?
Can give you a different product. But we also grow ours biodynamically and biologically. So we make our own soil, put our microbes in it, and we've slowed the curing process down to our vanilla. So it is different. We were tested to be the highest vanillin content in the world by the CSIRO, and we didn't even know that was possible. But we'll take it.
No, that's fantastic. It is great, mate. So, you've got to take security too. You got a shotgun, or you got something there. You got tripwire.
Oh, look, you're not allowed to do things
like that. You've got tripwire?
No, look, you're not allowed to do things like that. This is Australia, and we don't want that sort of business here.
No.
We would rather have cameras and catch people doing it, or go down and front them and just ask them to leave. You know, that's what we've had to do. We've had a few threats over the telephone, but look, that's okay.
Yeah, but you know, over in America, you know, with when they're growing all that and they're doing moonshine and that, the boys, the Hatfields and McCoys, they just bring the old shotgun out, mate. Put a couple of blasts in the air.
Look, let's not bring that to Australia. Yeah.
That's what they do in the States, mate. They go, "You get off my property now." I love it.
Well, I've got a sign up on my property that says, "This house is guarded by shotguns 3 days a week." You guess which three.
I love it.
It is a joke.
That's beautiful. Good on you, Russell.
Maybe.
See you, mate.
Okay, see ya, bye.
Bye. That's Russell Spanton there, Vanilla Australia. He's a great guy, he really is, yeah. But they do that in the States. If there's old moonshine up on those hills, they just get the... Well, they just get it out.